Well, Henry is online. We appreciate him taking our call just a few minutes earlier than planned. Godolphin Australia boss. Morning to you, Henry.
Andrew, how are you? All right?
I'm very...
You're lucky that my butler just bought my tea at 7.30.
You're like Duff. He loves eating breakfast at 7.53 on a Saturday.
What's your butler called, Duff?
There is. She works hard.
Cheryl. No. Butler. Hey, Henry, it's obviously been a pretty tough couple of weeks, or a week since last Saturday when we learnt of the situation with John O'Shea. Late yesterday afternoon, it was announced that you've put Darren Beedman in. Will you explain, is it an interim position?
Yeah, it is an interim position, Andrew. Darren and I had a discussion about it during the week, and I said to him, would you like to step up and take the reins? I said, obviously, it's going to be quite a challenging role, and he's stepped up and he's relished the task. He's been fantastic the last few days. But I think the most important thing about us, Andrew, is that we inherited a fantastic racing system from the Inghams when we bought Woodlands, and that system is still running today. Peter Snowden put his stamp on it, John O'Shea put his stamp on it, but that system is still what makes us successful. It's the people, the horses, the infrastructure that Sheikh Mohammed's allowed us to build. That's what makes us successful.
Henry, Darren Beedman, how long will he have to step up to the Mark IV before you make a decision on a replacement?
Look, he'll be the person that we talk to most about who's going to come in and be the head trainer. Melbourne Radio suggested to me that we might have an internal appointment for the next one, and it's not a question of looking internally at the moment. We will pick the best person for the job. Now, obviously, with Sheikh Mohammed, if we could promote someone from within the next 3 to 5 years, that would be a fantastic result. And that's why his relationship with Charlie Appleby is so good, because Charlie came through the ranks at Godolphin as a stable lad. But we have to run a commercial business here. We're running a racing operation, and we have to put the best person in place for that job that fits not just only training the horses, but fits the people and the culture and everything else.
Do you think it's hard for Darren Beedman? Like, he's got to have a taste of the big job, and then all of a sudden he's got to take a back seat again. Do you think that's fair?
Look, I think that would only be the case. He would only be taking a back seat if he wasn't capable of doing the job. We took Darren Beedman on because of the intellectual property that he has in his head. Darren's probably worked for some of the greatest trainers across the globe. He's worked for Bart Cummings, he's worked for John Moore, he's worked for John Hawkes. He's just a very, very accomplished horseman. Before he was a jockey, he was a very accomplished rider. And I think what we have to do with Darren over the next few months is to unlock that intellectual property that he has in his head. I have absolutely no doubt that he will be able to step up and train these horses, and if it takes us 2 months to find a replacement, he'll be able to do it. If he's still in place when we kick off the spring carnival again, I've got every confidence that he and his team will be able to turn those horses out as competitive as ever.
So, Henry, is there a chance that Darren Beedman could, in fact, if he showed to you in the whatever period, the next 2 to 3 months, if he showed to you that he loved the role and could fulfil the role, is there a chance that he, in fact, could be the full-time trainer in the future?
No, not at the moment, Andrew. We've had that conversation. We both agreed that he's not ready for that yet. And Darren's very pragmatic about that sort of thing. He said to me yesterday, I don't feel I'm ready for that sort of role at the moment. Maybe in 3 or 4 years' time, he might be. But what he needs to do in the next 2 to 3 months, we've been very transparent about it with each other. I'll be looking for someone. He'll be consulted on who that person is. And hopefully, and I've got no doubt it will happen, because he formed a brilliant relationship with John O'Shea, he will form a relationship with a new person, and he will be a massive help to it.
If you listen to the rumours and read some of the press, you've already have some names on the dotted line.
Yeah, I know. It's interesting. There's a trainer from Tasmania. There's one from Perth. There's two from Hong Kong. A couple of locals. Your name didn't pop up, Duff.
Well, just put it on the list anyway. You know, I'm a big blue man.
Listen, I'm not about collecting old jockeys.
This time yesterday, it was our belief that James Cummings was going to be announced yesterday. I mean, have you spoken to James at all?
I speak to James a lot because James is the
Well, about this
partner.
Role.
No, we haven't talked to anybody about it. Well, I mean, if I had been talking to someone about it, Andrew, I can promise you, we wouldn't be going through this process of electing Beebman as a trainer and then going on with someone else. I mean, the point is that Beebman's in place to give us some breathing space to make the right decision.
Other rumours, Henry, are Godolphin scaling down their Australian operations?
But that's not a rumour. We've actually said that for a long time, that we want to cut our broodmare numbers back to 150 quality mares that can actually produce horses that can run on a Saturday afternoon as a minimum benchmark for them. Whilst it's great for us to have runners in the bush at Wyong, Gosford and Kembla Grange, it doesn't really float our boat commercially. And what we're doing is that we're turning over a massive amount of horses just to send to the sales. Now, other people benefit from those horses, which is fantastic, but every racehorse in our stable costs about $75,000 a year to train, and the slow ones don't cost any less than the fast ones. So that's what we're doing. We're basically tightening up. So we won't have 420 horses in the system in a year's time. We'll probably have about 330, 340.
Could there be is there one head trainer, or could there be a trainer in each state?
I don't like that model, Duff. I think it sort of breeds unnecessary competition. And I look at people like John Hawkes. I look at people like Gay Waterhouse, Chris Waller. They successfully run satellite yards in Melbourne. It's no problem in doing that. And people say your Melbourne yard's been disappointing. Melbourne has not been disappointing. Mm. Last year, we had earned just under $5 million. Probably with the absence of Winx, we might have won a Cox Plate, but we ran second in it. We ran third in the Melbourne Cup. That yard performs very well. Is it the poor relation to Sydney? No, it's not. But numerically, it will always have less horses because we've got less boxes down there.
Okay. And a stable jockey. Godolphin has always had a stable jockey. Is that another issue, or are you happy to just feed the top jockeys along at the top line?
Look, it's we like to keep... Sheikh Mohammed likes to put on the jockeys that he has on retainer, and James Doyle has done a fantastic job for us while James McDonald has been suspended. And as you know, we get amazing support from the Sydney cohort. We've had amazing support from Brenton McDullough, Corey Brown, a number of jockeys, Timmy Clark. They've all stepped up and helped us out from time to time. Ideally, when you're training homebreds, it's better to have a stable jockey, Ron, and get that jockey educated on those babies, get them educated on the two-year-olds, so that when we go to the races, the jockey knows exactly how those horses are going to go. How that works in the next year, I'm not sure. We know that James is coming back to the end of the year, and he'll probably stay to the end of the autumn carnival next year. I'm not sure what's going to happen next year, but that's a year away.
Understand. Yeah. I've just got two before Ron talks about today. Obviously, John O'Shea has worked through, I think, 3 years of a five-year contract, if again, what we read is right. You're not here to talk for John, but obviously he's made a decision in recent times that he just, for whatever reason, he wanted to walk away from that role, Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a reason that you can give us for John's departure?
No, I don't think so. I mean, John and I, there was a suggestion that John and I had a fallout, that the relationship fell apart. My view on that is the same as I've just said to Melbourne. Chief executives that run sporting companies and their head coach, if they don't have a robust relationship, they're generally not that successful. That's a pretty blunt statement, but it's pretty true. You look at chief executives who run football clubs, relationship with the head coach can often be, politely put, robust. And John and I had that sort of relationship. But I've known him for 20 years, Andrew, so
yep.
we were good friends before. We will be good friends afterwards. And I think probably the pressure that he placed upon himself probably ended up making a decision for him, but he wanted to spend. He's got a great family, as you probably know. He's got four kids, beautiful kids, and they're all at school age now. Our job is a relentless job, and although we don't place pressure on our training team at all, Sheikh Mohammed doesn't place pressure on his trainers. It's the nature of the beast with a top racehorse trainer that they place pressure on themselves. So John was a 7 day a week man, out of bed at 3:30 in the morning and driving himself. And 3 years doesn't sound a long time, but it's a bloody long time when you're training that number of horses.
Yeah. So is there a use by date in the job?
I think that really depends how much pressure the individual places upon themselves, Rob. I mean, the use by date for maybe if you put a bloke like Guy Walker in charge of our horses, he might have gone on forever, you know. Mm. But it's
handling stress.
Yeah, stress, and you know, Trevor Robson, I bet, always says no wonder racehorse trainers are grumpy. He said because they're constantly sleep deprived, and we're always giving them bad news.
Mm. Yeah, no, I understand. And just on just one final one, Ron. Yep. Henry Plumtree, you've been in this role for a while as well. Are you committed? Obviously, it is a stressful job for a trainer. But what about you, Henry?
Have I got less hair than I had last year?
I haven't counted them recently.
Listen, all of us at Godolphin, me included, we are incredibly privileged to work for a man like Sheikh Mohammed. And I really believe it when I say that Australia is incredibly lucky to have him as a massive owner in Australia, and he's very engaged down here. The fact that he gives us that leave to run a company, breeding and training racehorses down here, being part of the community that we are, Warwick Farm, up in the Hunter, down in Victoria, that it gives us a sense of presence and place in a great country for racing. We're very lucky people, Andrew. Yeah, there's pressure, but you know, at the end of the day, I'm surrounded by great people, and every morning I get out of bed, it's fun. It's a great place to be.
I'm not going to press on all your horses today. I just want to ask you about these two-year-olds in the first, Leo Gang, Viridine, and Siam. Any opinion? Obviously, they're trialling well, the two first starters.
Yeah, I mean, the boys like Viridine a lot. He's a poet's voice. He's a half-brother to a little mare we had called Copper, who was a good little city-class mare. He's done nothing wrong. He's pretty bomb-proof. I think they think he'll go very well. Leo Gang's got a huge pedigree. He's out of a mare called Downhill Racer. I think they think he's probably got more ability than the other two, but I see Darren's comment this morning, he's a slow learner. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it might all get to him at the races today, but he's got untapped ability. They really like the horse that we've got at the Gold Coast today, Regent, who's by long now had a Wild Queen. He's a beautiful colt, and hopefully he'll be able to step up for us there. Siam's been knocking on the door. I'd just like to see him win a race, Duff. Do you know what I mean? He's a horse to me that just needs to win a race now to tell me that he's okay to go on with next year.
And one more, that Torpenhow. He showed so much early. He's just a little bit off the boil. He's had a long spell. What's the report on him?
Look, he's built like a Mack truck, Duff. He carries a lot of weight. He hasn't got the best of front legs, so he's had a few structural issues throughout his career. I've seen him work at Osborne this week, and he's going really well. His work's been fantastic. You'll see him in the yard today. He's a massive, big horse. Is he a run short today? I don't know. The boys wouldn't be sending him to races if they didn't think he'd be competitive, and his work's been good. But as I said, always when a horse has had as many problems as he's had, a note of caution.
All right, well, you better get to the office. All the interview processes won't be far off, I wouldn't think.
Well, I'm waiting for your name to pop up on the list.
I'll send the email through now.
There's been a lot of speculation in the marketplace, but you've helped us a great deal this morning, Henry. Thanks for your time, mate.
All right, Andrew. All the best.
Thank you. Henry Plumtree there, the Godolphin Australia boss, taking us through the process. So probably off that, Ron. Darren's in there. He'll do a great job of it with his whole team. I think that was the one thing that I took from the very top of that interview, Ron, that They're very much reliant on the whole team, that they know exactly what their job is and they do their best in preparing the horses for the races.
Yep. Look, the show goes on, doesn't it? So we'll just leave it to them. Darren Biebman's the man for the moment, and we'll wait for further instructions by the sound of it. But it does look like they're going to employ one trainer, not two, which was a bit of a rumour going around.